Okay, so you worked as a hobby girl for how long did you work for that one?
Oh, let me see. After World War II, see, we got laid off, and I think that's when I started working for Fred Harvey.
After World War One.
No, World War II. Because see, I didn't work for Fred Harvey until I came out the last time in California. That was during World War II. See, and I worked. I went to work for North American, and then after the war, I worked for Fred Harvey.
Oh, so that happened later.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, well, when you went to work for the Orchard,
Old Orchard?
old Orchard people,
That
that
was
was,
nothing to do with Fred Harvey.
yeah, so that was long before. So you
Yeah.
were traveling around back and forth with Miami and everything.
Yeah.
And that was in the, you said in the early 20s.
Yeah.
And what happened to you after you stopped working with him?
Well, see, I got married in 29, and I met my husband, Augusta, Georgia. I was working down there, and he was working there.
So you worked throughout the 20s for
Yeah,
this Old Orchard,
yeah, yeah.
and then
Old
you.
Orchard in Deland, Florida, and Palm Beach. Yeah. Yeah, but see, in the meantime, well, I met my husband down there, and let's see, that was in, I think in 28, I was working down there in Augusta, Georgia, and then I got married in 29. We got married in New York, and he stayed in Augusta sometimes, and I went home, and then we get together again and everything. So then in 43, I think it was, I got a divorce. Yeah.
What was his name?
William Owen.
And that you met him in
In 28.
28, and you did you keep working for after you married him then?
Oh yeah, afterwards I went to work. See, he didn't want to work, and I guess he went in the service, and he was discharged. He had a bad leg. Yeah. So I don't know whether he's living or not. Yeah.
So
So
during
then I've been working really all my life until, of course, I worked when I was working in the shipyard in World War II. I worked nights so that I'd be home during the day for when the kids come out of school and everything. And my oldest boy, he was in the hospital, and I got a telegram one time saying that he was in very grave condition and wasn't expected to live and to get down there. So I did. And I started to cry and everything, and I prayed to God to help him, and if it was his will to take him, it was up to him. And then I felt something on my arm, my shoulder, and I heard a voice say, "He's going to be all right." And I went down to the hospital, and the doctor told me, he's in the soul, and he said, "There's, he said, I don't know how to explain it, but he said, a miracle has been performed." He said, "Here, he's going to be all right." And now he's married, and he's got 9 kids. Yeah. So
So
anyway, and I sent my husband, and he came up. Of course, I wasn't married to him then, but he came up and to see him. Yeah, I was still married. That's right, I was still married to him. And well, he came up here and he tried to get a job and he couldn't get anything, so he thought he'd go back south in Augusta, Georgia. So anyway, after a while, well, his father told me, he said that he'd never work. He says he'd be better off without him and everything. So anyway, I said, "Well, geez, if he's not here, I might as well just get a divorce." So I did.
So when you first met him, though, was he working there, or
He was working in the hotel. Yeah,
But he
he.
also worked in the hotel?
Yeah,
Is
that's where I
that,
met him. That's how I met him. Yeah.
And then,
But see, he was a southerner. Yeah.
Had he had much education? Or
no, I don't think so.
Uh-huh.
And in days down there in the South, they didn't go to school.
Uh-huh.
No.
Did you, in the time when you were, you see, so you were married to him for about...
Oh, I was married. I married in 29. I got a divorce in 43.
About 14
and
15 years.
Yeah.
Did you, and during those years, you know, you said that you kept working. What kind of work did you do then?
Well, I stuck to the hotel work until I went to North America.
Mm-hmm. So, and before you got the job there, or I guess in the shipyard, you know, before the war, I mean, most of the work you've done was a waitressing kind of work or hotel work?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
See, I did that in between, and, let's see, how was it? I started in 1920.
Uh-huh.
I worked at Old Archer.
Uh-huh.
And then from there I went to Florida, and then I went back to Old Archer again. Then I worked into another place up in Maine. I forget the name of it.
So would this kind of work be seasonal? Would you only do that during the
rush? It's a seasonal work, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What did you do during the times when you weren't working?
Well, I'd get through in the, when I worked in the summer, I'd get through in September. And then I'd have September, sometimes I'd do odd jobs or something. I worked in donut factories, you know, where they make donuts.
Uh-huh.
I used to I didn't make them, but I used to fill them, and then I'd wait on counter.
Uh-huh.
And I worked in a dry cleaning place.
Uh-huh.
But see, I did them in between. And the last job I had was working in a dry cleaning place, and I had to give that up because I was taking care of my mother and father, and my father was going blind, and my mother was sick.
Mm-hmm.
She had a cataract removed, and which she shouldn't have had done. The doctor did it, and he took her sight away, and I told him, I said, well, I told you in the first place she shouldn't have had it done because she had her eyes examined by another doctor,
mm-hmm.
and he gave her glasses and she was all right, but one of my sister-in-laws had her mother have her eyes done, and then she thought my mother should have it done. But my mother didn't have a cataract, and the doctor said she did, and he said, oh, I guess I should have waited. I said, well, you shouldn't have done it in the first place. And he said, well, you ought to... She ought to be thankful she's got one good eye.
Well, that's quite a bit.
That was in... so, I say, I gave up my job then, and I haven't worked since.
Mm-hmm. So, in the hotel room, you would work, say, in Florida in the summer?
Florida in the winter.
In the winter.
And Maine in the summer.
In Maine in the summer. No one would want to be in Maine in the winter and Florida in the summer.
Yeah.
You wouldn't do it the other way. So you would sort of follow, as people went to these different resorts, you would sort of follow wherever.
Yeah.
And then was there sort of off-season, like around October or someplace like that?
See, when you go to Florida, we generally go down in November.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd have November, December, January, February, March, and we'd leave in April to come back.
Mm-hmm.
And then... we'd go up to, sometimes I wouldn't do anything, I'd be resting up for that month, because we'd go back to Maine in April, April or May, see.
Did you live in the hotel?
Yeah. Oh, we had, some places we'd have a dorm, and other places we'd have a room in the hotel. Now, like in Old Orchard, we had rooms in the hotel, and in Palm Springs we had, I could picture them. You see those pictures over there?
Uh-huh.
Oh, you take them out. That those there, it says that big one?
Yeah.
Right there. So, there. Those there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, take them out. Now, that one's at Death Valley.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, this is the hotel I worked in. And then they had another place down below. This is the Furnace Creek Inn. Yeah, this is where all the movie stars used to come. They used to make movies down there, see?
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen them make different movies. Now, I got a picture there with Johnny Desmond.
Uh-huh.
That picture there is Desert Hell. And there's one, my son on this side, and that's, what's his name? His brother's name is James Arness, and his name is, Peter. I'll come to it. I got another picture with my son and, the group up there, that's the Gunsmoke group.
Oh.
Yeah. Well, see, my John here was down over this way more.
Mm-hmm.
And now this is the Grand Canyon.
Mm-hmm.
And what's up there?
Now this is the Grand Canyon things you worked in the 40s after the war. Or
yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Oh, let me see. When did I work in the Grand Canyon? No, I went to, I went to Grand Canyon was in the 50s, I think.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, in the 50s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because I was down in Florida, and I left Florida, and I came up, and I got a job up here.
Mm-hmm. So you
And there's our dorm there. My room was in here.
Uh-huh.
And this is Sequoia. Were you ever up to Sequoia?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, it's nice up here.
Yeah,
I used to work up here.
Mm-hmm.
And this one here is at Palm Beach.
Uh-huh.
And my room was down in here. I'm on the first floor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you would have to, for this job at some point, you'd have to be willing to pick up roots and change your environment.
I like that work. I met a lot of nice people and everything. Yeah.
Did the current men stay the same, or did you meet, or were people always changing?
Well, there were changes. There was a few that would go, from one job to the other. But generally, what they used to do is they used to pay our way down.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the crowd would just want to get away, and they had no intention to work them.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd get down there, and they'd disappear.
Mm-hmm.
So then the head waiter used to have me in charge of taking the girls down. We'd go down by boat,
mm-hmm.
and I'd have to be sure that they came with me. And so they did that. Then after a while, they were getting so, different ones wouldn't show up and everything, so they stopped paying the way.
Mm-hmm.
But after you worked there a while, then they'd pay you. You get your money
mm-hmm.
back, yeah. But there was a lot of them that did that.
So you, what kind of pay did you
make? Oh, geez, I kind of forget. I'd get good tips. See, in those days, you depended more on your tips. You'd make more on tips than you would in your, we'd get our room and board,
mm-hmm.
and then we would get a salary.
Mm-hmm.
I could guess what the salary was. It wasn't too much, but anyway, it was enough to get by on.
Because
uh-huh. I used to make good tips.
Mm-hmm.
I waited on J. Edgar Hoover
mm-hmm.
and his party. They were down in Augusta, Georgia on a case.
Mm-hmm.
And I waited on them, and he gave me $35.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, everybody was jealous of me, But the head waiter always used to give me good people,
mm-hmm.
to wait on. And the Barnum and Bailey Circus? Well, I waited on Mrs. Bailey. Of course, her husband was dead then.
Mm-hmm.
I waited on her and her son and granddaughter
mm-hmm.
and daughter-in-law, and they were very nice.
Mm-hmm. When you got married, did you stop working for a while, or did you?
Well, I stopped working when I had the children.
When was your first child born?
He was born in 1930.
Mm-hmm. And which son?
Here, the oldest one.
And he,
Peter Graves, that
Peter
is.
Peter Graves.
Yeah, Peter Graves. I knew I'd get it.
So he was born in what year,
1930.
So the Depression had
hit by in 1929, the Depression was, I was in New York at that time.
Mm-hmm.
And, I got married in July 29th, in 1929.
Mm-hmm.
And he was gone a year later.
Mm-hmm.
I got caught right away. As I didn't know anything about life or anything.
Mm-hmm. I wanted to ask you that. When you were younger, did your mother talk to you at all about
it? No, I didn't know anything. She figured that I'd hear everything from my girlfriends and everything, but nobody told me anything. I was a dum-dum.
When you, you remember like when you first
I was almost 17.
Mm-hmm.
And the first day I had it, I was working, and I was I noticed I was all stained and everything, and my aunt I went home and I told her,
mm-hmm.
so she told me then what it was. I'd have it every month,
mm-hmm.
but that's all the information I got.
Was your aunt living with you?
No, she lived a couple of houses from me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My mother wasn't home at that stage.
Mm-hmm.
She was out at my aunt's or someplace.
Mm-hmm. So you asked her what was going on?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I told her what happened. I didn't know what had happened. Mm-hmm. I didn't know anything about it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so she told me what to do and everything. And she said, well, I'll have that every night.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was an awful thing to have.
You didn't know?
I didn't know what it was.
No.
She just said, though, every woman has that.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my mother was kind of worried. I was so late in having my first period.
Mm-hmm.
They took me to the doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know what was wrong.
Did you know why you were going to the doctor or anything?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She
just took me out of it. Yeah, nobody told me anything.
Mm-hmm. So, as far as like birth control or anything like that, no one had ever talked to you about
that? No. Well, we didn't have that birth control in those days.
Uh-huh. Mm. Yeah. Did after your first son was born, you had been working before, did you still have a job then?
No, I wasn't working then.
Uh-huh.
No, I wasn't working then.
Pregnant or whatever.
Yeah, I was pregnant. Oh, wait a minute. I was working in New York. Yeah. But we were living in New York then.
Mm-hmm.
That's where we get married.
Mm-hmm.
And I get caught right away because I was menstruating and I didn't know and what to do or anything.
Mm-hmm.
As I say, I was a dum-dum. And my husband had it for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was working at Childs's in New York in the cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
And he was working in the Metropolitan Theater, I think it was.
Mm-hmm.
He was a head usher.
Mm-hmm.
He worked there for a while. And my brother was working there, too. So, we lived there for a while, and then when he knew that I was pregnant, he sent me down to his sister in Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
So I stayed there, and then so he came down.
Mm-hmm.
So he had to work and take him in from
there. Mm-hmm.
So.
What kind of, in terms of the two of you and making decisions and things like that, what kind of relationship did you have with him?
Well, we had a good relationship, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We got along all right and everything. But as I say, he didn't care too much about working.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason I left him.
Uh-huh.
Because he didn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, his father told me that, and his stepmother and his sister told me. They said he never worked.
Mm-hmm.
They said, you'd be better off, you'd never get married. But see, they saw the announcement in the paper. We were going to get married in Augusta, Georgia,
mm-hmm.
and it came out in the paper, and they saw it. So they sent them, they came up to see me,
mm-hmm.
and told me. But I wouldn't listen, so then anyway, I said, well, I guess I'll go back home. So the end of the season was up, so I came home and he stayed there. And then one of the girls that I was working with, she lived in New York, so she was going to come on to New York. So I said, well, I don't know. So then I went back home anyway, and then after a while I thought it over, and I wrote to her, and I thought I might go to New York. So she said, okay, she said, I'll get a room for you.
Mm-hmm.
So she did. And after a while, he wasn't my husband then, but he still wanted to get married, and I said, well, okay, so then he came up and we got married.
Mm-hmm.
And we lived there for a while, and then I got pregnant, so we thought it'd be best to get down to the sisters.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I did.
Did he manage to work through the depression?
Well, he was working. He was working in the theater.
Mm-hmm.
See, of course, when I got pregnant, I didn't move.
Mm-hmm.
He told me to get down there. So I did.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hadn't worked. Oh, let me see. When did I first go to work? He was down in Georgia, and then he came up to my place. He made several trips back and forth, you know, and then after a while I decided, well, I would get a divorce. And I was doing housework for a friend of mine, and I stayed there for a while. And then, because I was pregnant, I got pregnant again. And
and
the other one was born 31.
Uh-huh.
And the last one was born in 34.
Uh-huh. So if did you work at all between the 31 and 31 and 34? You were living in Georgia during all this time?
No, I was living in Massachusetts. My husband and I were living with my people for a while.
Uh-huh.
And then after a while, he decided to go down south.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back again.
You went back
down south? Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. And I stayed there for a while. And then that's the time I think he came back with me. Yeah. And he stayed with my mother again. And of course, then I got pregnant again. And then after a while, he took off. And I said, well, that's the best thing to do. One time he said, never the twain shall meet. You see, he was a Southerner and I was a Northerner, and he thought, well, it wouldn't make a go of it. So.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a nice guy.
Mm-hmm.
I figured it was up to him to support us, not me to support him.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, what was it that you started doing in Hastings? Do you remember that? How old you?
Oh, well, I was married then. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was still with me,
mm-hmm.
At my mother's,
mm-hmm.
And I used to go up and do this work. I do the housework, and then he had a teacher or something there, it was kind of an invalid,
mm-hmm.
And she wanted to take care of her, but it was too much for me, I couldn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I was pregnant, and not only that, but this woman was too heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't lift her. I was a little thing, you know. And I only weighed about 90 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did you do for counseling? Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, my mother took care of me.
Yeah, so you came to stay with me.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And then I got a place of my own, and then I didn't go to work.
Mm-hmm.
I went on the welfare.
Mm-hmm.
And, because I wasn't getting any money from him, and so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, how long was it between then and when you decided to go back to
work? Well, then it was World War II, and I went to work in the shipyard.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, it was in World War II, and my son was still in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And
when did that happen? How old was he?
He was 2 years old when he went to the hospital.
Was that the oldest?
Yeah. It was all caused from the fall. I was either in the house. Oh, well, my sister had him out in the carriage. And One of my brothers was coming home from work, and across the carriage here was one of these big old-fashioned straw carriages.
Mm-hmm.
And where we lived, it was like a ramp. It was kind of up and down, see, at the intersection.
Mm-hmm.
There was the street here and the street here. And my brother said, "Do you want to see here to get a thrill of his life?" So he pushed the carriage, and as he did, when he went to go up that hump, the carriage tipped over,
mm-hmm.
and the baby fell out, and the carriage fell on his knee, and nobody told me anything about it.
Mm-hmm.
And every morning I'd bathe him, and he'd start crying, and I said, "Well, I don't see any mark on him. I couldn't imagine what it was." So on his birthday, he just turned 2 years old, and I went to bathe him, and he got up, and he was crying, and his knee was way out like this. So I took him to the doctor, and the doctor said, "Well, you take him into the children's hospital." So I took him in the children's hospital in Boston, and they kept him there for a while. And then they transferred him to another hospital. Well, he went to 3 hospitals, and then finally they had him in this hospital. He was there for 11 years. It was the Lakeville Sanitarium.
Mm-hmm.
And that bang and everything, it caused the tubercular knee. And he had all kinds of operations, and I found out later that they were using him as a guinea pig. You should see his body. They took a piece of bone out of his spine, and they grafted it under his leg. His leg here is all cut, all stitched up. His whole back is all stitched in. Oh, he's a mess.
Mm-hmm.
And he's more or less a cripple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they wanted to take out his kneecap. And I said, "No." I said, "He can walk." And he says he doesn't want it. And I said, "I think he's been too much on him already." So he was glad I didn't have it done. If I did, he would have had a stiff leg.
Mm-hmm.
He had never been able to bend it. And he gets along all right, but he used to be a security guard,
mm-hmm.
and he had to give it up because he had to do so much walk, and then his legs would swell.
Mm-hmm.
And today, now he's having trouble with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he moved, and by being on his feet so much, that it caused him to bother him.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't want to have another operation. 11 years in the hospital is a long time. He did.
Yeah.
He thought those people down. He really thought that was his home.
Mm-hmm.
One nurse there used to call his mother. She was wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the mothers, they wasn't so good.